بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يقال لصاحب القرآن: اقرأ وارتق ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا، فإن منزلتك عند آخر آية تقرأها. رواه أبو داود والترمذي، وقال: حديث حسن صحيح. This hadith, we began the discussion yesterday, very very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to the extreme honor, dignity, position, status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accord what we call Sahibul Quran. Sahibul Quran literally means a person. Sahib comes from the word sahba, one who is inadvertently, inextricably linked to the Quran. He is Sahibul Quran. In other words, almost as if he is equivalent to the Quran. Whenever you see the Quran, you see this person. Whenever you see him, you see the Quran. What does it actually mean? According to one narration in the riwayat of Musnad Ahmad, it means Hafizul Quran, one who has by-hearted the Quran. But it could also mean a regular reciter of the Quran. Now, why I said this is a beautiful analogy? Because in this hadith there are already so many promises that are found with regards to this person that has developed an inextricable link with the Quran. In that, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying he is Jannati already. He is a Jannati on this earth. How strong is his position in Jannat? According to the number of verses of the Quran that he knows. Question now arises, which we touched on yesterday, is that how vast is Jannat? How many ranks, how many darajat does Jannat have? Like we find, on the one hand, the Jannat has 8 doors, Jahannam has 7 doors, Jannat has 8 doors. It's mentioned about Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the doors of Jannat will call out to him, Marhaba, Marhaba, welcome through me. Likewise, we find in ahadith names are given to certain of the doors. For example, the door through which Sa'imin will enter, those who used to fast prolifically, will be called Rayyan. So, doors of Jannat are 8. How many darajat and ranks in Jannat there are? You know, this discussion of Jannat, I'm digressing, this discussion of Jannat is actually something that is not just encouraged in Shariat, it should be part of one's nature. For example, December is coming now. We find a lot of our people, especially those that are, have this passion for the internet. Many of us, especially in the middle income classes, moving upwards, because the maids are off in December, it's almost compulsory that a holiday has to happen in December. We can't be at home. Why? There's no maids. So these holidays are planned long in advance. And then, because we've run out of options each year, been to so many places, and it's almost compulsory to go another holiday, so now the discussion starts, where must you go? And then the different gradings of the resort that we're going to, what's the tourist attractions in that area, what are the reviews about the place that we are going to stay in. Now, this is natural. While it's not encouraged from a Shari'i perspective, it's natural. You want to find out about this place that you're going to. What's the access, what's the Wi-Fi, what's the type of food that is served. In the same way, understand the shauk Sahaba had for Jannat. Ya Rasulullah, are there grapes in Jannat? Ya Rasulullah, what's the size of Jannat? Ya Rasulullah, many, many questions they would ask. This about Jannat, that about Jannat. Why? This conviction that is our abode, we are going to Jannat. So naturally, where you're going, like December, you're going holiday somewhere, you want to find out about the place beforehand. So in the same way, Sahaba had this insatiable passion and desire to find out about Jannat. Why? Because this conviction, this desire that is my abode, that is where I am going. So this is why we find that in ahadith, many, many descriptions Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives. Coming back to what we were discussing, how many ranks, how high is Jannah? Now this, we find that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in one hadith, he said, innaha jinan. Innaha jinan. It's not one Jannah. There are many Jannahs. Jinan. Many Jannahs, in other words, many layers, many ranks, many darajat, many stages in Jannah. Yesterday we touched on one hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna lil jannati mi'ata daraja. The question ulama raised, how many darajat, how many ranks? So one hadith is mentioned, inna lil jannati mi'ata daraja. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in Jannah there are 100 darajat, 100 ranks. وَلَوْ أَنَّ الْعَالَمِينَ اِجْتَمَهُ فِي إِحْدَاهُنَّ لَوَسِعَتْهُمْ. If this whole universe, alameen, not earth, the earth, the solar system, the galaxy system, yesterday we discussed scientifically how vast the space is. Science also cannot answer. They have no idea. That's how vast the space is. Rasulullah ﷺ said, if the whole alam had to be put in one daraja, one rank of Jannat, la wasi'atuhum, Jannat would be even larger than that. Such a Jannat Allah Ta'ala has created. So according to that riwayat, there are 100 ranks in Jannat. The riwayat of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, inna fil jannati mi'ata daraja. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in Jannat there are 100 ranks, 100 stages, 100 darajat. A'addaha Allahu lil mujahideen fi sabilillah. Allah Ta'ala has prepared this for those who will strive in the path of Allah. Those who will give their life and their wealth in the way of Allah. Allah has prepared this Jannat for them. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, bayna kulli darajatayn kama bayna as-sama'i wal ard. The distance between each daraja of Jannah, each stage or each rank of Jannah is like the distance between the heavens and the earth. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the riwayat of Allama ibn Kathir in his Bidaya wa Nihaya, yeah, he mentions this riwayat, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, kam bayna samai wal ard, what is the distance? What is the distance between the heavens and the earth? So Sahaba responded, that Allah wa Rasulu alam, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that khamsu mi'ati am, the distance between the heavens and the earth is 500 years. Now when Quran and Hadith talks about years, it's not like my and your years, 365 days, or the lunar calendar, 355 days. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. Quran tells us that one day by your Rabb, one day by your Rabb is 1,000 years of this life. So 500 such years is the distance. Take simple example, the sun, the star that we can see. Other stars are visible. They talk about the Sirius star, which is so many billion light years. Just the sun, they say, is 148 million kilometers away from the earth. 93 million miles. That's the one star. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi said, one day, 1,000 years, 500 such years is the distance between the earth, bayna samai wal ard, between the heavens and the earth. So he said, Jannah has 100 darajat. Allah has prepared it for the one who will make jihad fi sabilillah. Between each daraja is the distance between the heavens and the earth. So you find, if you look at both these ahadith, we find based on that, we will say the darajat of Jannat are 100. Yet, we find other ahadith where it is mentioned, for example, يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ إِذَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ اِقْرَى. It will be said to the person who is the devotee of the Qur'an, that When you enter into Jannah, it will be said to him, Iqra, read now. What are you going to read? You're going to read the ayats of the Quran. How many ayats are there? More than 6,000 ayats in the Quran. So it will be said, read, Iqra, was'ad, Iqra, and start ascending, start climbing. Fayaqra, wayas'ad. This person will read, and he will start rising and rising. How? Bikulli ayatin daraja. One, for every ayat, one daraja, one rank. Hatta yaqra'u akhiru shay'in ma. Until he reaches the last ayat that is with him. Ulama say, this analogy, akhiru shay'in ma, means not just what he by-hearted, what he practiced upon. Allah will give you the ability to read that Quran which you read, understood, comprehended and practiced upon. So according to the number, it will vary who has so many ayats. But we know there are more than 6,000 ayats. So based on this hadith, Jannat has more than 6,000 daraja. Now what is the correlation between the hadith where, ahadith where Rasulullah SAW said, mi'ata daraja, 100 daraja. And ahadith like this, or the one we are currently discussing, which Imam Nawawi rahimullah has mentioned, yuqalu li sahib al-Qur'an, it will be said to the adherent of the Qur'an, iqra' wartaqi, read and start rising. Warattil, make tartil, read with tartil. What is tartil that I said we will come to, inshallah, later on. Kama kunta turattilu fi dunya, as you used to read with tartil in the dunya, فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَتَكَ عِنْدَ آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَوْهَا. Because your eventual abode is by the last ayat that you will read. So 100 daraja and here more than 6,000, so what's the correlation? The popular opinion which ulama ikram give is they say that one is main darajat. Main darajat and then mini darajat within the main darajat. In other words, they are main 100 darajats in Jannah. And then in each one, already we can see in these ahadith, between each daraja, kama bayna samai wal ard. O lo anna al-alamina, lo anna al-alamina, wudhi'at fihi la wasi'atuhum. If the whole alam had to be put, ijtama'u fi ihdahunna la wasi'atuhum. Each one is larger than the entire alam. So within that daraja, there are many darajat. So from that we can understand that we can understand the correlation between the two ahadiths. 100 main darajat, and then within each one, as many as Allah Ta'ala has created. The reality, my respected brothers, is that no one besides Allah really knows. Why? فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Allah says, no soul has absolute true knowledge what we have concealed for you, things which will cool your eyes. Because Jannat in reality is مَا لَا عِنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطْرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No eye has really seen anything like this, no ear has ever heard of it, and no mind has imagined it. But the shock, the inclination, the talk, the muzakara of Jannat is an essential, integral part of Iman. Inshallah, we'll continue.